This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. A British government minister says that a new national lockdown in England may have to last longer than the planned 4 weeks if coronavirus infection rates do not fall quickly enough. The lockdown is due to run from Thursday until December 2nd. Prime Minister Boris Johnson says it is needed to stop hospitals from becoming overwhelmed by COVID-19 patients within weeks. Cabinet Minister Michael Gove said Sunday that with a virus this malignant and with its capacity to move so quickly, it would be foolish to predict with absolute certainty what will happen in 4 weeks' time. Under the new restrictions, bars and restaurants can only offer takeout. Non-essential shops must close, and people will only be able to leave home for a short list of reasons, including exercise. Other venues that must close, including bowling alleys, gyms, pools, golf courses, diving or driving ranges, dance studios, horse riding centers, soft play facilities, climbing walls, water sports, and theme parks. Portugal's government on Saturday announced new lockdown restrictions from November 4th for most of the country, telling people to stay at home except for work or shopping or school, and ordered companies to switch to remote working. A day after daily coronavirus infections hit the record high, the Prime Minister Antonio Costa said the measures would cover 121 municipalities, including key regions. The affected areas are home to about 70% of Portugal's population of roughly 10 million people. The lockdown list includes municipalities where more than 240 new infections have been registered per 100,000 people over a 14-day period. This is VOA News. A super typhoon has slammed into eastern Philippines with ferocious winds early Sunday, with about 1 million having to be evacuated. The main international airport in Manila has been closed. Typhoon Goni hit at day with sustained winds of 140 miles per hour and gusts of 174 miles per hour. The Philippine Weather Agency says it's blowing west toward densely populated regions, including Manila, and rain-soaked provinces still recovering from a typhoon that hit a week ago that left at least 22 people dead. French police say a Greek Orthodox priest still recovers after being shot while closing his church in the city of Lyon. The city's prosecutor said police arrested an unarmed individual who resembled descriptions of the gunman. They are working to determine if he is, in fact, the assailant. A police official says the priest was shot in the abdomen with a hunting rifle and taken to a local hospital with life-threatening injuries Saturday. The motive for the shooting is still unclear. It happened just 2 days after an Islamic extremist knife attack at a Catholic church in the city of Nice that killed three people amid tensions over French newspapers' publications of caricatures mocking the Muslim prophet Muhammad. Residents of Izmir followed in flock to parks for safety Saturday, staying away from homes damaged in Friday's earthquake in cases more tremors involved. The quake hit western Turkey, killing at least 35 people, injuring hundreds more. Rescue operations continue amid the rubble. Turkey is crisscrossed by fault lines and prone to earthquakes. Scotland's First Minister Nicola Sturgeon paid tribute to James Bond actor Sir Sean Connery on Saturday, following his death at the age of 90. The politician described the film icon as one of the world's greatest actors in a home video released on the day of his death. Reflecting on Connery's Scottish roots, Sturgeon said the nation of Scotland is mourning one of their best-loved sons. The actor was best known for his role as the charismatic secret agent James Bond, though he did have humble beginnings in Scotland. The International Space Station was a cramped, humid, puny three rooms when the first crew moved in. 20 years and 241 visitors later, the complex has a lookout tower, three toilets, six sleeping compartments, and 12 rooms, depending on how you count. Monday marks two decades of steady streams of people living there. Find more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
my friend. Welcome to Jazz America on VOA 1, and this is Russ Davis, your host. And on this edition of the program, we're going to celebrate the 100th birthday of one of the greatest jazz drummers of all time, the late, great Art Blakey, leader of the Jazz Messengers. Just this past autumn, October the 11th in 1919, the great drummer Art Blakey was born in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, one of the centers for jazz and art in general in the United States. He moved to New York City after years of traveling the world and making jazz history and died at the age of 71 in October of 1990. He's known as one of the great musicians and band leaders, a great drummer and percussionist who led his own band, Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers, for years, beginning in the 1950s. He worked with a number of great musicians, including Horace Silver, who he co-led the Jazz Messengers with, until Horace decided to take off and start his own band, and then left the name The Jazz Messengers with Art, and he brought in so many fantastic musicians to work with him, teaching some of the younger generation of players, and you'll hear all about that and hear lots of the great music that he made over the years on this edition of Jazz America. Let's begin with some of his earliest work recorded in New York in 1956. He always had a host of fantastic players working with him, including the great saxophonist Jackie McLean, who joined him on this song, Cranky Spanky. The great Art Blakey, 100 years old just last year, celebrated on this edition of Jazz America. We'll be right back.
every morning find me moaning. I'm alone and crying the blue. I'm so tired of paying these dues. Everybody knows I'm moaning. Every evening find me moaning. Cause of all the trouble I see, life is a losing gamble to me. Everybody knows that I'm moaning. Lord, I spend plenty of days and nights alone with my grief. And I pray, I really and truly pray, somebody will come and bring me relief. Every evening find me moaning. Cause of all of the trouble I see, life is a losing gamble to me. Everybody knows that I'm moaning. Little bit. find me moaning. I'm alone and crying the blues. I'm so tired of paying these dues. Everybody knows that I'm moaning. Every evening find me moaning. Cause of all of the trouble I see, life is a losing gamble to me. Everybody knows that I'm moaning. Lord, I spend plenty of days and nights alone with my grief. Well, I pray, I really and truly pray, somebody will come and bring me relief. Every evening find me moaning. Cause of all of the trouble I see, life's a losing gamble to me. Everybody knows that I'm moaning.
One of the premier vocalists in jazz today, paying homage to the late, great Art Blakey. That's Gregory Porter with the Paul Zauner Blue Brass and their version of maybe Art Blakey's most famous song ever, Moanin', from the album Great Voices of Harlem. Hope you enjoyed that in our celebration of the great Art Blakey, continuing here on Jazz America. And what a story is his work with the young artists that he gave a big helping hand to, including, listen to this list, Freddie Hubbard, Wayne Shorter, Lee Morgan, Benny Golson, Kenny Dorham, Hank Mobley, Donald Byrd, Jackie McLean, Johnny Griffin, Curtis Fuller, Chuck Mangione, Chick Corea, Keith Jarrett, Cedar Walton, Woody Shaw, and Wynton and Branford Marsalis. We're going to hear Wynton and Branford working with Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers after we get some thoughts from Wynton about Mr. Blakey, his great teacher, here on Jazz America.
This is for the folks around the world that would love to be able to hang with Wynton Marsalis in just a couple of minutes of doing just that. And this is a very nice time in your life, is it not, Wynton? Because there's a lot of great things to celebrate at this point, isn't there?
There sure is. No complaints.
You know, I get email from all over the world. It's an astounding thing. And so many of the younger people are writing me saying, I love jazz. I want to be a jazz musician. I want to be involved. And it kind of makes me remember that what a lot of people have said about you. I can't tell you how many times people have said, remember when Leonard Bernstein did the concerts for kids? And Wynton's doing the same thing. That's got to be a really good feeling to know that you're keeping the ball rolling to a certain extent. And I'd like for you to kind of give a thought to those folks that are listening out there, those young people that send me those emails saying, I want to study jazz. I want to learn more about jazz. This is an important thing to you, isn't it, Wynton?
Well, it is. My father's a jazz musician. He is. He's a teacher. I was always around the music. I've always tried to be accessible to the younger musicians. I was fortunate enough to go on the road when I was 18. With Art Blakey and then with Herbie Hancock and then ultimately with my own group. And I always have kids coming and band directors bring their kids. And I'm always trying to do workshops and be around kids and just be a part of shaping the world that they enter. But they also do a lot to shape the world that I'm in.
Mm-hmm. You know, you mentioned Art Blakey, and I'm going to be doing I have so many folks I've talked to that went to the University of Art Blakey, and I read a comment or something, I think, sometime from you that's along the lines of you feel like you would not have embraced jazz as deeply as you have if you had never met and worked with him. Is that something close to what that quote may have said?
No, I would have I embraced it, but I wouldn't have learned how to play it. Because mm-hmm. in order to play, you have to be on the bandstand. It's not in the practice room. You know, it's not some conception you work out in your house.
And Art Blakey, to you, the word I get is that it was basically a situation of, here I go, if you can jump in here and hang with me, then good luck.
Yeah, he was like a sacrificial hero.
A sacrificial hero.
He would sacrifice his swing for you to learn how.
Come to New York and hear him. Thank you, man.
Yeah, you're right, Russ.
Let's travel back in time to January of 1982 and to San Francisco, California, to the famous club, the Keystone Corner, for Art Blakey on drums with Wynton Marsalis on trumpet and his brother Branford Marsalis on saxophone doing Thelonious Monk's classic In Walked Bud on Jazz America from VOA 1.
Mm-hmm.
from the decade of the 1980s, just one of the great bands known as Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers, in this case including the Marsalis Brothers, Winton and Branford. Hope you enjoyed that great live performance, and there's more of our celebration of 100 years of Art Blakey coming up. But first, I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you, and here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice, so write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's Jazz America, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. And here's a very nice message I've received from the United States of America, because I post Jazz America on my own personal website, Russ Davis Moja. Americans can listen to it as well as folks all around the world. And this gentleman wrote me, "Russ, your presentation of this wonderful universe of jazz continues to inspire me. I'm really appreciating all of the new and great older artists, and it really keeps me going every day. Hope you're doing well, and thanks so much again, Tom Guerin from Dallas, Texas." Well, thanks for listening, Tom, and all the other folks around the USA as well as around the world that enjoy the new jazz and the old jazz here on Jazz America, because, of course, we give you the best of jazz past and present. And with the next two songs, we're going to give you both the past and the present simultaneously as we give you new releases that celebrate two of the greats that have left us far too early. You'll hear Richie Goods with the song Eastern Joy Dance from his album My Left Hand, a tribute to the great pianist Mulgrew Miller. But first, Scott Kenzie and his band with their version of Joe Zawinul's classic Fast City, made famous by Joe and his band Weather Report. It's from the new album We Speak Lunawas, the music of Joe Zawinul. That's the young band leader Richie Goods from his new album, A Salute to Mulgrew Miller, titled My Left Hand, the song Eastern Joy Dance. Another of the artists that were given a helping hand in the beginning of their career by Art Blakey, the great pianist who's now a veteran herself, an award winner, Joanne Brackeen, fine pianist. Let's get some thoughts from her. Before the induction of the 2018 NEA Jazz Masters, NPR, National Public Radio, sponsored a question and answer session with Jason Moran, Artistic Director of Jazz for Kennedy Center, interviewing the newly named NEA Jazz Masters.
From piano player to piano player, I'd like to start by inviting Joanne Brackeen to the stage. You have this story talking about being a parent of four and living in Lower East Side.
Yes.
And maybe you could share this story about going to Slugs and sitting in one night.
Oh, yeah, okay. And I really felt like hearing some music, and I knew Art Blakey was there. So I went right around the corner to Slugs, and the band sounded great. It sounded fantastic, but there was no piano. There was a guy sitting up at the piano, and he wasn't playing. So I thought, well, he's just laying out for a minute or so. But he wasn't. He just wasn't playing. So I'm tired. I want to hear the sound of the piano. I just walked up and asked him if I could play. And he said, yeah. So anyway, Art Blakey looked up, not till the end of the set, and then he just hired me.
Wow.
So that was...
Wow. Yeah. And how long was that relationship with Blakey?
About 3 years.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, Joanne Brackeen certainly learned her lessons well with Art Blakey and showed that to be true with all of her 20-plus albums as a leader and her election as an NEA Jazz Master. Here's a cut from her 2017 album, Aft, entitled Hey TB, Joanne Brackeen, on Jazz America from VOA 1.
Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers with the song Boo's Delight. Boo was his nickname after he briefly was known as Abdullah ibn Buhanya after he converted to Islam in the late 1940s. That's from the album Buhana's Delight, and I hope you've enjoyed this celebration of the 100 years of the great Art Blakey. This is Russ Davis. Join me again for the next edition of Jazz America.